Welcome to another Never Heard That Show. My name is Andrew Mukey. It is great to have your company. Today we're going to be listening to the track Siyeg Lepur by the Icelandic band Sigur Rós from the 2005 album Tach. My introduction to Sigur Rós was quite late into their career and unexpected. They started together in 1994, but I didn't consciously hear of them until 2005. I like the way it happened and I'd like to share that with you. I was doing one of the things that I love the best, and that was browsing in a music store. This wonderful leisure activity is too rare these days, as there are very few stores left. Anyway, as I was browsing, I was listening to the music that was being played over the sound system in the store. It had this really nice ambient feel, and the vocals certainly sounded like they weren't in English. This went on for a couple of songs and had me intrigued. Then, as it turned out to be, today's song, Siyeg Lepur, came on and I was caught, hook, line and sinker. I spoke with the shop assistant and asked them what it was. They, of course, grabbed the album Tach by Sigur Rós, and I, of course, bought the album. I'm not sure why it took me 10 years to literally stumble upon them, but I'm really pleased that I did. Over the next period of time, I went and bought the previous three albums too. There was something intimately warming about the band's sound. They have now released a total of 7 albums, with Tach being the 4th, and that last album being 2013's Kef Lekur. Although some bits and pieces of music have come out since then, the band have been subject to a range of difficulties in recent years, and it is touch and go as to whether we will be hearing another album from them. Certainly, fingers crossed. There are a lot of people out there who classify listening to Sigur Rós as a near-religious-like experience. And that is quite an apt description, really. My advice to you is to try and have a listen to as much of their catalogue as you can. I think that there is a Sigur Rós tune or numerous out there for everyone, but you need to find out which one that is. When you do, your efforts will be rewarded and your heart will thank you. When they hit that mark, it is hard not to be carried off somewhere beautiful with them. Maybe today's song Siyeg Lepur could be that one, or maybe the equally extraordinary Glossily from the same Tach album. And just a few bits of Sigur Rós music trivia for you. The band is named after the singer's sister, Sigur Rós, who was born a few days before the band were formed. Singer John C. sings mostly Icelandic with some English, but also a version of made-up words to fit the songs that they have self-termed Valenska or Hopelandic. The overall sound of the band is very lush, ambient and orchestral. They do certainly use a lot of strings and brass, however, this is further helped by their use of bowed guitar. This is about using a bow, commonly used for instruments like a violin or cello, to play the guitar rather than using fingers or a plectrum. With the right guitar effects, they use this technique to create an almighty atmospheric. Today you are getting but a taste of Sigur Rós, and I hope that it is to your liking. Here is their song Siyeg Lepur from the 2005 album Tach.